was President Trump announcing a drug pricing deal with Pfizer, which will voluntarily sell its medications for less, including discounted drug prices for Medicaid. Pfizer is up 5% on the news. Angelica Peebles joins us now with more. There was a teaser, too, that other drug companies would have announcements to come also.
That's what the president said. We haven't heard anything yet. I've been checking in. Nothing to announce there. But, you know, this is interesting, right? Of course, we've been hearing from all these companies just yesterday. We talked about it. Everyone's been saying they've been in negotiations. But today, Pfizer, the first company to actually strike a deal with the administration. So what's happening? They're committing to a few things. They're going to lower prices in Medicaid. And then they're getting a three-year exemption from tariffs on the condition that they invest more in the U.S. They're also agreeing to sell some of the drugs through this new website called Trump RX, which is a DTC, direct-to-consumer platform. And they're also promising to launch new drugs at parity, so the same price here in the U.S. as other countries. Now, it sounds like a big deal, but I do want to, you know, take a little bit of a measured approach here, because some of these drugs, right, the drugs that they're selling directly to consumers, you know, only one of them is actually broken out in the earnings report. So these are older drugs. They don't make a lot of money. These are not the huge blockbusters that you might be familiar with. And so even though it sounds like, yes, these prices are coming down, these are significant discounts, Pfizer's not really giving up a whole lot here. And also Medicaid already gets the lowest prices around. So, you know, clearly this is working out for Pfizer and it gives them certainty. You can see the stock move today, but not giving up a ton here.